Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WFSL Aftermath. For some reason, the show's only been scheduled for 30 minutes. I have no idea why, and I've just been trying to change it, and for some reason I can't. So if we carry on talking after this 25 minutes that's left, we will be able to hear us on iTunes or also on Blog Talk Radio later on once the show's done, and you'll be able to hear it in its entirety. We do actually have somebody else on the line right now. The Master of Disaster. We have the one and only Chocolate Thunder. We have he who should be worshipped and adored. We have, not you, Robert, we have your Chocolate Thunder stepdaddy. I know. Yo, Trevor.
Oh, my God. You call me that?
What? You don't talk
What's
to
up?
Me.
What?
He said get off his show.
Tell him he need to run one.
You need to do your own show, he said.
But anyways, what's up, everybody?
You need to do your own show.
He said you need to do your own show, too.
I'm on the air.
Sad I didn't get to see much of Monday Night Raw because a certain child's father showed up.
Wait, what showed up?
A certain child's father showed up.
What?
Yeah. So I didn't get to see Monday Night Raw. And what was really bad is that it didn't even start recording. So the first 10 minutes of DVR are missing, but thank God for WWE Network is all I can say.
Oh, great.
From what I heard, they did do a really good The Ultimate Warrior Memorial on there. And as I say, I missed a lot of it, so I didn't even bother trying to catch up on it because I didn't want to come on and give half a report on what was happening.
So that means when I get home, I'm going to try to watch it. Ooh, there goes my bus.
Run for it, Forrest, run.
Didn't have to run much.
What bus are you trying to catch?
It's 19, it's right here.
Whereabouts are you?
I was about to drop your letter at the post office, but until this bus showed up.
Oh. Boo.
Well, I wasn't nearby, no. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, first what we'll do is we'll do WSSO Aftermath for tomorrow. Because then we can catch up on Monday Night Raw and give it the full attention that it deserves.
Right.
And as I said, for some reason, tonight's show's only been allocated a 30-minute time slot.
Which is kind of weird.
Right.
Because I probably will try to fix that.
As I said, I was quiet, but
anywho, well, at least there are some things to talk about tonight. For TNA, they got it. Well, for TNA, they got a new World Heavyweight Champion, and Eric Young.
I did hear that.
Yep. Apparently, they had I saw the Battle Royal, but I didn't see the main event between him and Madness. So Eric Young won the Battle Royal. Then he decided to cash his title shot in that same night. And end up doing it. But some people just thinking that is TNA copying off of WWE because of Daniel Bryan winning it and the beard and stuff like that. But go ahead.
Nothing, it's fine.
But I guess it seems like because Eric Young has been in that business for 10 years and I can understand why they do it, but I just hope they didn't do it because they see what WWE is with Daniel Bryan, and they're like, oh, we got a guy with a beard. Let's just put it on him. I just hope they didn't do it for that reason.
Well, and that's what a lot of people I heard are thinking right now. You know what I mean? They're all believing that, okay, this is why, you know, it is.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was live, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
It's sad because, you know, I hope they're not doing it, as you say, just to get in on that whole business. Because if that is the case, you know, they're messing up big time.
Right, exactly. But his, career and stuff, he deserves that title. But I just hopefully they just didn't give it to him around those circumstances. That's what I hope.
Okay, we're losing AJ at the moment, so I'm just going to quickly put on a song, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Everybody get up. Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm going down. got a big machine bad ears. So hit me up when you pass through. I give you something big enough to tell your past too. Swag on them when you drag casual. I mean, it's all almost unbearable. Tell him, 100 years not there when I pull a false out that you pay me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack me say that pull your hair like that. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Yes, we are.
It might be a good thing that we were only scheduled for 30 minutes tonight because Skype keeps fading in and out and keeps saying it's lost the call and everything.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Probably because of this weather.
It could very well be this. So, I mean, the atmospheric conditions are, like, absolutely terrible right now, so...
Yeah, I can believe that.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, we went through, like, we've just literally had all four seasons that a country is supposed to have in literally 5 days. We had warm, sunny weather, cold, rainy weather, thunderstorms, wind, and snow.
Very true. Well, at least it didn't stick to the ground.
So what the hell did the Brewers do tonight? I was looking forward to my George Webb hamburger.
I guess tonight they just couldn't do it.
They lost 4-0 to the Cardinals.
Well, it's kind of no going in that there was going to be a hard team to beat.
They always seem to struggle against them, don't they? Let's be perfectly honest.
Yeah. I mean, like, they lost the National League Championship to them in 2011. Where it looked like that, you know, they could have won it.
The other way to look at it is that, you know, they've still got a pretty amazing record, so...
And who knows, they might win tomorrow.
They could very well do, because if they've done that before... You know, they've lost the first game and come through and won the next two, so.
Right. Exactly. Hey, the number one team in the National League right now, so we can't complain.
They are indeed, and that is a good thing, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
So... Well, what have you got to say then?
Well, let's see what else is there to say. I guess since we're back in the subject on TNA, James Storm had signed like a multi-contract deal with TNA to stay. So I guess whenever we get more details of that, we'll talk more about it. And I saw part of SmackDown. I didn't see the main event, but it was seemed like kind of crazy, but it seems like we're going to have like a couple of matches that's going to happen at Extreme Rules. And I think the matches that's going to happen, you have John Cena versus Bray Wyatt, probably in a Extreme Rules match. Then you have, from what it seems like, Evolution versus The Shield, because I heard Evolution got back together or whatnot. Well, we knew it was going to be bound to happen anyway.
Right.
So it was like no surprise there. But I'm nearly there, so you can play another song or we'll just talk more about SmackDown.
Alrighty. You heard the man. He will be back here in a very short while. So we will just play another song and he'll be home soon.
You're so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you're so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Take it all, the paper is your game. You're jumping bed with fame. Another one not paid for. You're so fine, it won't be a loss. Cash it in the rocks, just to get you face to face. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you're so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you're so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Got yourself down my back to keep it right on.
Back, and as y'all can tell, I am here. I am live in living color. We do apologize for it. Ended up being a half an hour show. We thought we set it up to longer than that, but we apologize. And like she said, we'll do something special tomorrow for the Aftermath special. Like I said, we didn't. Wait a minute. My stupid phone. I'm sorry. Just end up calling the line. Crazy, crazy me. I'm gonna try to see if I can find more news, but they have been talking about hold on, I'm gonna look for something because it was reported that they did name all the pay-per-views for this year. I know they do it earlier, but they finally, you know, leaked it out more because I think there are some people in their areas didn't even know what was
going on, so I'm going to see if it's posted now. I probably got to look at my laptop or something we got to talk about tomorrow. But I know one thing that, where is it? Oh, they already made two matches official for, a match announced for Extreme Rules. And two matches announced for next week's Raw. Let's see. Ooh, that's cool. John Cena versus Bray Wyatt inside the steel cage was made official. Very interesting. Let's see. They're doing like a tournament for the number one contender. So we got a championship tournament, Sheamus versus Bad News Barrett and Cesaro versus Rob Van Dam. So that will be interesting. Let's see what else. Yeah, I probably gotta look on somebody's thing. Let's see, SmackDown main event is named for this Friday. Sheamus versus Batista was announced for the main event for WWE SmackDown this Friday. Apparently they said, oh, Daniel Bryan was not on WWE Raw because he was on his honeymoon with Brie Bella. They got married over the weekend. It was announced that Bryan would be on Raw next Monday. Well, which is understandable because he got to have, you know he got to have his own space or whatever going on. But, trying to see, what other, news that I can read that's important. I know one thing, Survivor Series is going to be in St. Louis, and TLC will be in Cleveland, so it seems like they're more into the Midwest this year than others. So, and I guess they're doing a special also, for Ultimate Warrior Week on the WWE Network, which is good. Let me see. Well, for some of y'all that didn't know, the results did came in for the Ultimate Warrior Autopsy. So, it is reported that according to medical examiner who conducted the autopsy, Ultimate Warrior died of a massive heart attack. Because he had a heart disease. Let's see. Furthermore, following Ultimate Warrior's autopsy, officials classified Warrior death as natural, meaning neither drugs or alcohol were directly involved. Despite numerous members of the mainstream media attempting to link them to Warrior death, which is AKA Nancy Grace. So, yeah, and there's going to be a lot to talk about that, hold back too. Excuse my French, but I'm surprised not many people, gonna call her out on that because that's all a lie. Ooh. Let's see. Wait. Karen Jarrett actually involved in another drunken dispute with Dreamwave indie promoter, which was Dreamwave Wrestling is in Illinois, for those that don't know. The Examiner is reporting that Jeff Jarrett was involved with a physical altercation last night in a 17-year-old John Calvin, who is the son of IWA Mid-South promoter Ian Rodden. The reports noted that altercation stemmed from the pay dispute as Jared received half of his pay in advance, then he learned that he would receive the rest of it within 2 to 3 days. This leads to Jared cussing out co-workers and he slapped the glasses off of Calvin's face and possibly breaking them. I, Rodden, had the following state of regard to altercation. Jeff and Karen Jarrett were both intoxicated. I had a locker room full of people to back me up on that. Oh, wow. An anonymous IWA talent claimed Jeff Jarrett was out of control and was being ruled by his wife Karen, who threatened to go out in the ring and expose Rodden during the Drink Younger interview. And Rodden had also put something on Facebook. Let's see. So I will be addressed the 500-pound elephant in the room in full. Jeff Jarrett was paid half his money tonight and was told he would get the rest of it 2-3 days, though, as though one day or one way or another. Or just plain stupidity, we forgot to get an advance money out of PayPal. I know it sounds incredibly stupid, but it occurred. Am I embarrassed about it? Yes. But very intoxicated Jeff Jarrett's actions to father would be absolutely ridiculous and uncalled for, including knocking the glasses off of John Calvin's face, taking said glasses, and for the time period threatened to not give them back and break them, screaming at numerous people in the dressing room like it was their fault they were behind it, like some paranoid coke out and raging idiot. Not say he was, quote, coked out, but I would say he was drunk. Him and Karen both, and I had the locker room full of people to back me up on it. Jeff Jarrett will get his money in a couple of days, as promised. Then he can spend it on the defensive attorney, as I will be going to the sheriff's department to swear a warrant out on him tomorrow for the assault on the money. It was not to some wrestling angle or anything in that nature, and he had no right to take it out on anyone else but me. Along with Karen's incident and ongoing in-ring interrupt directing speech was absolutely despicable. That is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Oh, wow. Well, we know we're going to be on the show, tomorrow, so we'll let you know what time that's going to be. But otherwise, check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Our 5th anniversary t-shirts will be released. Order it, get a hold of me on Facebook, and I can arrange that, and we can go from there. But otherwise, guys, thanks for listening on this half an hour edition of the show. Sorry about that. And you guys have a good evening, and check out all the other shows that are going on during the week, including the new show, the Donnie West show, which will be on 7 p.m. Central Time. So until then, good night.